Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Let's talk some nutrition here on the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us once again. My name is Brad Brown. If this is the first time you've listened to the Kona Edge, thank you for taking the time to download and join us today. And I hope you'll get lots out of this podcast. I actually can't believe it. We're heading up to episode 460 of the podcast. We've been doing it for almost 2 years, actually. In 2 weeks' time is our two-year anniversary of the podcast. And if you enjoy this, I would suggest go back and download all of the podcasts, because there are some incredible nuggets actionable tips that you can put into play in your triathlon career that'll definitely help you move the needle. Today, we catch up with Rob Moore. That's coming up on the other side of the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Susan Kitchen at Race Smart. As a lifelong endurance athlete, Susan, the owner of Race Smart, has an up-close and personal understanding of the challenges many endurance athletes encounter. From sports nutrition to a training program designed specifically around your busy lifestyle, Susan has completed more than 25 marathons, more than 20 half marathons, 8 Ironmans, and is a 2-time Kona qualifier. Regardless of your athletic ability, age, or fitness level, proper nutrition, developing healthy habits, and consistent training play a fundamental role in supporting your health and performance goals. Whether your focus is weight loss, improving performance, or managing a health condition in an active lifestyle, Susan's expert insights and personalized attention will help you overcome obstacles, optimize your nutrition, and achieve athletic excellence. Race Smart's Susan Kitchen is a board-certified sports-registered dietitian, Level 2 Endurance USAT coach, Ironman coach, and holds a master's in nutrition. Race Smart services include sport and daily nutrition consultations, sweat and electrolyte testing, and personalized triathlon coaching. If you'd like to find out more about what Susan is up to at Race Smart, all you need to do is head over to racesmart.com or simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching and you can click straight through from there. If you're a coach and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, all you need to do is head over to that URL as well. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page for more details. Time to chat some Ironman nutrition. We head back to New York City to catch up with Rob Moore. Rob, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Rob, you mentioned a comment in passing in our first chat about your weight, and you can pretty much tell when you are 2 or 3 pounds heavier than what you are sort of at race weight. Is weight something that plays on your mind in your sort of Ironman performance? Does it fluctuate much, or are you pretty static across the board?
Yeah, it will fluctuate a bit, but you know, I see a bit as being 5 pounds. So I typically I'll walk around at about 145 pounds or so during the bulk of the year, and prior to a key race, I'll look to get down to about 140. It's really not something that I try to not think about it much during the bulk of the year. But as I start getting in shape for a key race, you know, as volume goes up, it will naturally come down a bit, just because it's honestly difficult to, you know, really take in as many calories as you're expending when you're doing big training days. But I also do try to clean up my diet a little bit in advance of a big race to make sure that I'm going into it, a bit lean and not carrying any extra weight that's just unneeded.
Let's talk about cleaning things up. I know you've got a soft spot for pizza. what is your normal sort of day today when you're training for an Ironman sort of nutrition plan look like?
Yeah, so I'm actually vegan. I definitely still have a soft spot for pizza. These days I have it without cheese, but it's still quite enjoyable and something that I keep in my weekly routine. Being vegan, I get the bulk of my protein from beans and legumes. So I eat a ton of black beans, a lot of lentils, chickpeas, hummus, and things of that sort. I also eat a ton of nuts and seeds and nut butter. So that's kind of, you know, the number one question as a vegan that we always get is, where do you get your protein? So that's essentially where the bulk of my protein comes from. I also eat an absurd amount of quinoa. So in eating black beans and lentils and things of that sort, I'm usually pairing that with quinoa. And then a lot of dark leafy greens, whether it's kale, spinach, or arugula, or other things of that sort. So lots of big salads, and then kind of bowl dishes where it's either some take on a Mexican dish with black beans and avocado and salsa and quinoa, or like an Asian dish where it's lentils, quinoa, soy sauce, and sriracha, and avocado, and, you know, maybe some spinach or something to that effect.
Talk to me about how you approach racing from a nutrition perspective. What's your strategy going into a race?
Yeah, so I mix it up depending on the time of year. I'm a big fan of trying to eat real food for you know, the majority of training sessions. And that usually takes the shape of trying to drink just water, or maybe some water with an electrolyte incorporated into it, but not too much of the sugary stuff. And then I'll eat bars. I'm sponsored by this company called Taos Mountain Energy Bars, and I like their stuff just because it's a bit more like real food. It's kind of just nuts and seeds mashed together. So I'll typically eat that on the bike and during run sessions, and then really just fueling with kind of water and electrolyte drink. However, as I start to get closer to an Ironman race, I'll start to train my stomach to get used to the kind of more sugary stuff. I do feel like if you're doing an Ironman effort or a half Ironman effort where your heart rate is particularly high, you do need to incorporate sugar into what you're burning on race day. So I'll typically have I like the Goo products, and I'll use those just in the bigger training sessions in advance of the race, just to, again, kind of get my stomach on board with taking on that type of nutrition. And then I'll use that stuff on race day. And I typically take in a good bit of salt. I'm usually doing hotter races, and I notice that I sweat a good bit. So I'll take in usually as much as 1 gram to 2 grams of salt an hour. Usually trying to work somewhere in the vicinity of 400 calories an hour, and then looking to take on, you know, 40 to 50 grams of carbs an hour. And that's just kind of what I've found to be what works for me and what my stomach can handle.
And from a racing perspective, solids versus liquids, are you taking solids on the bike, or are you pretty much liquid throughout the day?
I'm taking some solids in on the bike, just in terms of getting enough calories and not having the fluid that I'm drinking be too thick. Again, I'm doing hotter races, so usually the fluid I'm drinking is not highly concentrated, just to kind of keep it so that I'm getting enough fluid on the day. And then I'll usually break up a bar and eat that, you know, eat a piece of it every 15 minutes or so, or every 30 minutes. And then I usually eat about 2 to 3 bars on the bike. And then from then on, I'm really going only fluid. But I'm still taking in fluid, yeah, on the bike that has calories and whatnot in it.
Excellent. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the Kona Edge once again. Much appreciated. All the best for Ironman Cozumel and the 2018 season and the next onslaught onto Kona and the Big Island.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hopefully I'm able to get there again.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And yeah, it was brilliant to have you on board. I look forward to joining you tomorrow, where we get to share another fantastic story around Ironman and a journey to the Big Island and racing the Ironman World Championships. So until then, from myself, Brad Brown, thank you for listening. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.